Term Test 1. Listening, Part 4. You will hear part of an interview with a fashion blogger called Monica Kerr on teenagers' style choices.
Hi everyone. Today's topic is how do teens make their style choices? I'm here with Monica Kerr, the popular fashion blogger. Welcome, Monica. First of all, have you always been into fashion?
Oh, no. As a teen, I wasn't interested in fashion at all. Until I was around 16, my style was very casual.
Really? What do you mean?
Well, I liked wearing all kinds of accessories and colours. Sometimes I made very bad choices, particularly when dressing for school. My mother, who's very stylish, just couldn't hide her disappointment about my choice of clothes. I think she would have liked to just throw all my stuff away.
And did she ever?
No, never. But one day I asked her for advice, and she told me what looked good on me and what didn't, but she was never rude. I began to see that the way people dress is not boring at all. Then we started going shopping for clothes together. I really loved it. That's when I decided I wanted to work in fashion.
So it wasn't a best friend or a famous fashion designer who helped you find your style, but your mum.
But that's not unusual at all. Lots of my friends have had the same experience.
That's interesting. But where do today's teens get their ideas? Do they rely on fashion magazines for inspiration?
Well, famous fashion designers don't control their fashion ideas anymore. A, because their clothes are too expensive, and B, because their clothes are too smart. Teens don't want to be too smart. When they get new shoes, they ask their friends to walk on them so they don't look too new.
Right. So, who do teens follow when it comes to fashion ideas?
Their friends, definitely. At that age, most teens still don't have a very strong sense of who they are as people. And usually it's very important for them to feel part of a group. It's logical that wearing similar clothes to your closest friends helps create a sense of belonging, fitting in. Music also has a very big role in their fashion choices. We see boys wearing leather jackets or girls wearing shorts and boots, exactly like their favourite singers. And, for example, rock bands' favourite colour has always been black, so teens' clothes are mainly black, although we get to see bright colours more often now. But dark makeup, and a lot of it, is still very popular.
I see. And how much do teens normally spend?